You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hey, hey, hey. Thanks for being with me today. I am so happy to bring to you another amazing business spotlight. And today it is with the East Georgia Cancer Coalition. They're a nonprofit organization, and they unite cancer resources from Northeast Georgia to Central Savannah River Valley. Their mission is to raise awareness, provide health education, prevent and detect cancer, support families, patients, and enhance survivors' lives, and prepare future leaders for the workforce within our region. Today I have a representative from the organization. Her name is Sylvia Garcia. She has an amazing story to share and some amazing resources to tell us about the East Georgia Cancer Coalition. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Ms. Sylvia Garcia.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me.
You're so very welcome. Thank you for being on the show. I am so thrilled to learn more about East Georgia Cancer Coalition and hear about your association with the organization and what you guys do.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit based in Athens, but we do cover 53 counties in East Georgia, and we provide support to cancer patients all the way from newly diagnosed through survivorship or end-of-life care as needed. We have patient navigators on staff who will help cancer patients navigate through the entire process. We also provide massages to cancer patients and active treatments. We also provide gift cards to grocery stores to kind of help supplement that part. And then we also create care packages and send those out to cancer patients. But on top of that, we also want to support the family. So we do provide support for the caregivers. We do support groups. We do one-on-one counseling as needed. And then for survivors, we have noticed that survivorship is something that hasn't really been addressed as it should. So we are trying to work more with survivors. One of the main things that we do is we cover the cost of exercise classes. A lot of times with treatment, you gain weight, and sometimes it might be hard to become active. So we do try to help with that transition. And then one of the biggest things that we do is we cover the cost of mammograms for women who cannot afford them.
That is extraordinary. And how much does a mammogram typically cost?
It just depends, but it typically runs about $200 to $300.
Okay, so that's really good that you cover that cost, because some people wouldn't get them if they didn't have help with it.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the biggest things we do try to do is educate, because we do believe that prevention is key. So a lot of women, I mean, mammograms aren't pleasant, right? If we've had them, we know. Nobody likes getting your breast squished, basically. But it is something important. I think knowledge is power, so we really do need to take control of our health. And we don't want a financial burden to be a barrier. So that's why we do cover the costs. And we are helping these women just really know their body. And on top of that, we also try to educate women and young women on how to check their breasts, how to perform a self-breast exam, because a mammogram isn't recommended until you're 40 or 45, but young women as young as 18 years old are being diagnosed with breast cancer. So that means that we really need to start teaching teenagers to get to know their breasts and perform a self-breast exam.
Yes, that's very, very impactful. My daughter had some people come out to her school to give an awareness talk to the young women in her class, and people found lumps, you know, when they went back home to check after they were given that education. So I am so glad that they're doing it for younger women as young as high school age, and I really like to see mammograms be recommended for women in their 20s if they have a high risk profile of people in their family with breast cancer. Is that something that you see happening in the future?
Well, you know, when you talk to medical professionals, there's just so much that's unknown. What they say is that when you're that young and you do go in for a mammogram, the breast isn't necessarily fully developed or the tissue might be too dense. So you wouldn't be able to capture a tumor, or if there's something off, they wouldn't necessarily be able to capture it. I don't know how accurate that is, but the way I see it is, let's say even if they do change the age of mammograms to a younger age in their 20s, right? A mammogram is only once a year. So between that year, it's still up to us to be aware of our breasts, to get to know them, perform a self-breast exam at least once a month, 2 to 3 days after your period, because if something is off, and if you've been checking them on a regular basis, then you'll know right away, and you know you need to make that call to your doctor.
Touché. All right, so what are the different ways that people can volunteer with the organization to help you guys out?
Yeah, so we do a lot of tabling at events, health fairs, events like that. We could always use help attending these events and just kind of helping distribute reading materials. We have guides on how to perform a self-breast exam. We have flyers about tobacco cessation, which is something else that we also educate about. We do really try to educate just about living an overall healthy lifestyle. So we're always in need of people to come help out. If there are any Spanish speakers, we are also working to educate our Spanish community, our Latinos. And then since we do create these care packages, we always need people who are willing to host donation drives. We just provide you a list of all the items that these care packages have. And then if you could just do that in your community, we would be very grateful.
Oh, that's lovely. All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about some special events that you have coming up.
Okay.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top. From the Bottom to the Top. From the Malden Group Studio. We'll be right back after this break.
I really can't thank the Malden Group enough and your entire team for everything that you've done for us.
The biggest thing about working with the Malden Group is the number of things they took off of my plate. The marketing and website and everything, search engine optimization, not only did they take it off my plate, but they took it up several notches to a point that I would never have been able to do myself.
The Malden Group's been great as far as the website, as far as our marketing, advertising, paperclips, Facebook, all of it.
And as we move forward, we get a lot more response to our website. We have a lot more phone calls coming in.
We feel very thankful to have such a top gun team on our side.
I don't know where we would be today if it wasn't for the expertise that you, Bonnie, and your team at the Malden Group have been able to offer to our school.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I definitely think of you as one of our trusted partners, and we really appreciate all the support that you continue to give to us. And we look forward to growing together with you guys.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right. How exciting is it to know that you can play a part in helping someone else deal with cancer? I am on the line here with Sylvia Garcia, and she's with East Georgia Cancer Coalition, an amazing nonprofit organization that helps people with resources, education, money, and support as they go through a very tough and difficult stage in their lives dealing with cancer. And they are in 52 counties here in Georgia, and they just do amazing work. Sylvia, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Can you tell us about some of the events and fundraising that you have coming up?
Yes, of course. Thank you again for having me. So September 27th, we are having our very first golf tournament. We are hosting that at Stone Mountain on their Lakemont course. If you play golf and you've been on that course, you know how beautiful it is. It will begin at 10 a.m., and we are still in need of some sponsors, whether it's sponsoring a hole or sponsoring the breakfast or maybe just donating an item for our raffle. We are in still need of that. And then if you would just like to participate and maybe not sponsor, we are still accepting participants. So please reach out. We would love to have you.
And if someone just wanted to donate to your organization, how would they do that?
Yes, if they just go to our website at EastGeorgiaCancerCoalition.org, once you're on the main page, on the top right, there's a green button that says donate, and that's the easiest and fastest way.
Okay, terrific. And can you tell us a little bit about your personal experience? Like what do you want to share about your connection to cancer?
Yeah, of course. So my mom is a breast cancer survivor. She was actually diagnosed about 12 years ago. So I was her caregiver. And I knew that I was at a high risk of developing breast cancer. So in my mind, what I could do was live a healthy lifestyle. So I was very active. I was an avid CrossFitter, ran half marathons. I led a plant-based lifestyle. And then, unfortunately, in March of 2020, I found a lump in my breast. And because of my mom's history, I automatically knew what it was. And thank goodness I knew what to do. So 2 weeks later, I officially received my diagnosis. It was stage 2B triple negative breast cancer, which if you're familiar, it is actually the most aggressive form of breast cancer. So I underwent 16 rounds of chemotherapy, and I always tell people that I'm so glad I was so healthy when I was diagnosed because my body was able to handle the chemo very well. I was actually able to exercise during my entire treatment, which I'm very thankful for. And then I underwent a couple of surgeries, which were very difficult, just mentally, emotionally, and everything, you know, just facing death, facing all of these issues, seeing your body so scarred, going from being active to not even being able to bathe myself or dress myself. It just put me in a dark place. And it really made me think about life and what my purpose was. And at the time I was working in corporate America, I really enjoyed my job, but it just wasn't my passion anymore. I felt my heart wasn't in it. And after about 2 years of praying and just meditating and asking God, I know there has to be more, but I just don't know what it is. I was actually offered a position here at East Georgia Cancer Coalition. And it's amazing because I get to share my story while educating. And when I go out into the communities and educate, I get to say, you know what? This can happen to any of us. Cancer doesn't discriminate. And I'm living proof of that. But not only that, when I navigate patients, I understand what they're going through. So I get to say, I understand what you're going through. I felt that too. Let me help you. And it's amazing how we make plans and then God kind of laughs at it because he had a different plan for me all along. But I truly feel that I'm living in my purpose and I am so blessed to be here.
Yes, and we're blessed that you're here too. And Sylvia, you're turning a crazy situation into something powerful and productive and just being a blessing to so many people by doing your work with East Georgia Cancer Coalition, and for that, I thank you, and I thank you for being on this podcast today. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for allowing me on here, Bonnie, and thank you for helping me share my story and also about our nonprofit. We are very happy and thankful.
All right, there you have it, another awesome business spotlight, East Georgia Cancer Coalition. Check them out and get involved, volunteer, support any and every way you can. I am absolutely thrilled that you took the time to listen to the podcast, stay connected, and follow your dreams because you can make them happen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. Please visit BonnieMalden.com to connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and stay up to date with our programs. Have a great day as you go to the top.
We'll go from the bottom to the top. Yeah, don't stop. Go from the bottom to the top. And don't you ever, ever, ever.